We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Certainly things didn't go the way you would have liked on Saturday, a 42-21 loss to Delaware. As you look back on the game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to a 28-point second quarter. You know, you sit there and Harry Houdini was playing quarterback. He ended up, they put the ball on the ground on the snap. He went back there, picked it up, and launched a 65-yard strike. And 17 picked the ball up and ran it the rest of the way. But it was, it was a very frustrating game. We got behind in a big-time way. You know, thought we had a little spark, you know, when we'd only given up 21. We gave up three quick ones, and then, you know, we scored at the end of the half, and then we gave up another one right before the half, which really was a tough one to overcome. But I thought, you know, we settled down the second half. They started to manage it a little bit, so it made it a little bit easier on us. But, I mean, you know, Nolan, the receiver core, you know, the running game, I give great credit to how well they were prepared and how they executed. It was very impressive. Each one of the drives, which were incredibly long, you know, they had like six drives of over 80 yards and some incredibly 99, 98 yard drive, but involved in all those drives was some form of explosion, you know, whether it be run or pass. And so we really disappointed in our play, you know, on our offensive side of the ball. You know, we just didn't really hit a good rhythm. You know, we're 2-12 on third down. We weren't able to sustain drives. And I guess you got to give a lot of credit. You do have to give a lot of credit to Delaware and their kids and their staff. But, it was a tough outing for us. And, you know, but obviously when you look at those games, you can find ways that if you had done this, if you had done that, if you'd put up a little bit of something, you might be able to claw your way back into it. But the thing got away from us in the second half, in the second quarter, pretty good.
You guys had been so good about getting pressure on the quarterback. I know you talked last week about your respect for Nolan and how good he was. The second quarter, especially, was it just him and his performance, or did they do some different things to neutralize the pressure that you guys had been able to get?
Oh, I think, you know, I mean, we were very conscious of Nolan. I mean, anybody watches him play, you know what he's able to do with his feet and then extending plays. And as I said, going into that game, you know, his eyes were downfield and he was always looking to create something. And I think they do an incredible job in terms of scramble reaction and getting the ball out there and making plays. Now, you know, we spent probably the first 15 minutes of our Friday night meeting just in terms of talking about containing the quarterback, how we were going to do it, the different schemes we had up, and we simply didn't execute it well enough. The kid had his way. When he got outside the pocket, it's a real problem for everybody. So, you know, whether he's running the football or whether he's, you know, throwing it downfield, there are a lot of issues. And he was certainly the catalyst that created him. But as a result, I think the rest of their offensive people got going too. And it was, you know, impressive performance by them, but I don't think we made it overly hard.
Got a question this morning from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Muted, Steve.
How's that sound? A little better?
Sounds like that's like you run computer like I run the computer.
That's right. I need my team of technicians over here to get me on. Coach, heading to Pittsburgh on Saturday. Talk about what that game involves on a number of levels for you.
That's a loaded question there, Steve. I mean, you're going into a very, you know, a top 20 ranked football team at the FBS level. They've done their 2-1. You know, they won a number of different ways. You know, West Virginia, they went on a pick six. Tennessee, you know, they lost that game in overtime, but they had, you know, some injuries to their quarterbacks, but still had an opportunity to tie it up in the OT. And then, you know, they went in with their third string quarterback last weekend and just pounded the rock 52 times versus Western Michigan. Threw it, I think, 12 times, managed the game down very, very methodically and let their big boys run. When I go back to, you know, how we handle it, I mean, we handle, like I told the kids this morning, you never go at any game, you know, not going ahead and have a plan to try to win it. You know, in these games, I think you have to be, you know, realistic in terms of trying to make sure you can do whatever you can do to get it into the fourth quarter with an opportunity to win. You know, our most recent experience probably was when we went down in 2019 and played Virginia Tech. You know, we played free, we played well, but we still lost by a couple of touchdowns. So I think it really becomes a focus on us, you know, correcting the problems we had last weekend, and, you know, trying to go ahead and put ourselves in a position to make it difficult on them. And if we could come up with a couple of takeaways or do a couple of things here and there, create some explosions, we're hoping to have a chance to be successful in that game. Going in with a short stick for sure, but I think that we're looking forward to the opportunity. We're still trying to put this Delaware thing behind us and move on as we just got off the practice field and shifted that page.
If I can follow up, is that okay to do that? With that Delaware game, Kasim seemed just to be a little bit off throughout the game. How has he looked at practice this week? I know it's still pretty early since game time. Very early, actually, now that I think about it. But what are you looking for from him this week going into Saturday?
Well, I mean, you know, if he don't get rid of the rock pretty quick right now, it's going to be a problem. And that's going to be his problem. That was some of our problems last weekend. We didn't, you know, make quick decisions and get the ball out of his hand quick enough. So, you know, what I'm expecting is, you know, at that position, as you know, you get a lot of credit and you carry a lot of responsibility for how our offense operates. And our offense is a quarterback-driven offense. And you can have a bad play, but you can't have a bad day at that position. And, you know, as you witnessed last Saturday, you know, it felt like he was just off enough where he wasn't able to go ahead and get anything sustained going. And so what I'm expecting is a good week of practice from him and manage our offense and, you know, execute our game plan, you know, to a T, and hopefully we can, you know, get the ball, you know, where it needs to be to be able to move the chains.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Jimmy, next question from Ed Lee. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Jim. I'm a reporter with the Baltimore Sun. I did want to follow up by asking you about Kasim because he played his first 2 years down here in Maryland. I know you've had him for a few years now. Is there anything different about him this year than maybe in the first couple of years you had?
Yeah, I think the difference in him was really his physical preparation in terms of, you know, he shaved some weight in the offseason, he put himself in better position. I think he's got some quickness back that he might have lost a couple of years ago. But, you know, his familiarity with the offense has allowed him to grow and allowed us to grow within the offense. And we just really got to, you know, make sure that we've got a solid enough plan where he has an opportunity to know exactly where he's going with the football at all times and then deliver good balls. I thought he was coming off a bad performance, but, you know, he went out and practiced well today. And I think his maturity level has really, you know, become a guy that we're looking for to make sure that we can follow him, you know, as an offensive unit and as a quarterback, he always had the impact to lead the team as well.
You already touched on this, but do you see as Kasim's strengths as a quarterback? And then what are some areas that you think he still needs to refine?
I think his strengths are that, you know, he's got, you know, a growing accuracy arm talent. I think he's got a big enough arm to get the ball downfield. I think that, you know, he's got enough movement ability to be able to move around, keep plays extended, although he's not, you know, to that level that might have been last week. But I do think that, you know, he has the opportunity with a big body to be able to be involved in the quarterback run game, and I think he can stands in the pocket and delivers the ball. So where I want him to see improve is just put a full game together where we really give him some tools and get the ball delivered to the people we have on the perimeter and run the offense and make all his reads correctly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Give me your next question from Anakin Ocon. Go ahead, Anakin.
Hi, Coach. You guys had a number of guys get banged up on the game Saturday. Any update on whether they were able to practice today?
Yeah, I mean, we've got more red than we like. Red jersey usually means no contact during practice. We went out in helmets and spider pads today for a shortened practice. But, you know, I think everybody that was in red, it's really because they're still sore from the game. And we're anticipating their ability to return to be able to get involved in the game plan and be able to practice this week and get ready to play.
Thank you. Jim, you guys have been pretty effective running the ball along with Kasim over the first few weeks. How much did the way the game went with that big second quarter, did that take away your ability to run it, or was it something that Delaware was able to do defensively?
Well, I mean, I think you're right on. I mean, that's a frustrating part of it. You know, we felt like we should have stayed with it a little bit more, but you were chasing points at some point in time, and we were making every effort we could do to get down to it, you know, get it under a three-score game. And, you know, the time was not on our side to be methodical with it, but at the same time, going all over again, probably wanted to establish some more opportunities for our running backs to carry the ball. Missed a couple of reads where, you know, had we pulled the ball and let, you know, Kasim pull it and go, then there probably would have been some, you know, additional yardage there. But, you know, we really were unable to get our two guys, you know, on track with enough carries. And, you know, at times we got a couple of creases, and we sure would have liked to have more opportunity. But when you go ahead and get yourself down 35-7 and a half, you know, we still had a half to be able to dig back in. But, you know, we just got away from it a little bit more than I liked. I would like to have a little bit more presence of our running game for sure.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels and good luck at Pitt on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.